This is SBS News in Easy English. More than 32,000 people have gathered at the Australian War Memorial for the Anzac Day service. Veterans marched at the memorial's ground for the first time since 2019, with the pandemic and redevelopment of the memorial disrupting usual proceedings across the last 4 years. Matt Anderson is the director of the Australian War Memorial.
And if you go all the way back to when the Australian War Memorial was opened in 1941, the then Governor-General, Lord Gowrie, said that when people leave the Australian War Memorial, they should utter never again. And hopefully that's also the case on Anzac Day. We honour all those who have served, but we rededicate ourselves to the pursuit of peace.
Angry Israelis have taken to the streets of Jerusalem to demand the immediate release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza after the group released a video showing hostage Hirsch Goldberg Pollen in captivity. Protesters lit bonfires and raised their hands, painted red while chanting, "Bring them all home." Police scuffled with demonstrators and detained some of them. Protester Hillel called for those responsible to act.
We came out today to call for the immediate release of all hostages, even in the name of not continuing this awful, horrible war that has killed the hostages up till now. And we hope that our message will be heard by the people who are responsible.
TikTok's chief executive says he expects the social media company to win a legal challenge against a new United States law that threatens to ban the popular app used by 170 million Americans. Moments after President Joe Biden signed a bill that gave China-based ByteDance 270 days to divest TikTok's US assets or face a ban, CEO Shou Zi Chu posted a video statement calling on users to speak out.
Make no mistake, this is a ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice. Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side and we expect to prevail again. While we make our case in court, you'll still be able to enjoy TikTok like you always have. In fact, if you have a story about how TikTok impacts your life, we'll love for you to share it to showcase exactly what we're fighting for.
Skies over Athens and several other Greek cities turned an eerie shade of orange as dust clouds from the Sahara Desert blew across the Mediterranean Sea. The vibrant hues engulfed many Athenian landmarks, including the Acropolis. Reports say vision was especially limited in the Isle of Crete, where the phenomenon was at its peak, with over 750 micrograms of dust found in the air during the early morning hours. Local health authorities have urged people with breathing problems, the young and elderly, to stay indoors. Meteorologists say the weather phenomenon is set to subside within the next few days. Six pilot whales have died so far during a mass stranding of between 50 and 100 whales at a Western Australian beach. WA Parks and Wildlife Service say the whales have beached themselves at Toby's Inlet near the southern western coastal town of Dunsborough. They say vets from the Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions and Perth Zoo have been deployed to respond to the incident. Surf Life Saving WA tweeted that officers from the DBCA have sighted six whale carcasses so far, about a metre offshore. To soccer, Barcelona manager Xavi Hernandez has reversed his decision to step down at the end of the season and agreed to stay in charge of the La Liga giants for the 2024-2025 campaign. Xavi spent most of Wednesday in meetings with Barca officials and agreed with a series of conditions set by the club to honour the last year of his contract. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's SBS News in Easy English.